Luke chapter 24. Now upon the first of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and did not find the body of the Master Yahshua. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed there, behold, two men stood next to them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be executed, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. It was Miriam Magdalene, and Joanna, and Miriam the mother of Jacob, and other women that were with them, which told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe them. Then rose Peter, and ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Yahshua himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were held that they did not know him. And he said to them, 'What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?' And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, 'Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things which are come to pass here in these days?' And he said to them, 'What things?' And they said to him, 'Concerning Yahshua of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before Yahweh and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have executed him. But we had trusted that it would have been him which would have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.' Yes, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they did not find his body, they came and saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?' And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent.' And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at table with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, 'Did not our heart burn inside of us while he talked with us along the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, 'The Master is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon.' And they told what things were done along the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Yahshua himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, 'Peace be unto you.' But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see me have.' And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said to them, 'Have you here any food?' And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things that must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.' Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said to them, 'Thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name throughout all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city of Jerusalem until you be imbued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing Yahweh. Amen. End of chapter 1.